Martian, and I'll let you get on with your stuff.
Well, you shut it off a bit. No, I've got to get a sky.
Sure, I'll be glad to. You weren't up in this area like in the 1920s. I realized that you were down mostly in Pennsylvania. But in Allegheny County, and actually nationwide, during the 1920s, there was a real resurgence of the Ku Klux Klan. And it was particularly true in this county. Did you experience any of that in Pennsylvania?
Yes. There were very few Catholic families in Duke Center. Mm-hmm. There was a family by the name of Heifer. And then Margaret Heifer married a Sprague, who was a cousin of my mother's. Mm-hmm. And I suppose there were others, but those are the two that stand out. And many times across from us, across the creek and up on the side hill, mm-hmm. they burned crosses.
In front of them?
Yes. Uh-huh. And the Ku Klux Klan was, they were death on the Catholic Church in those days, I remember. Mm-hmm. And I suppose they would have been black people. Mm-hmm. And Duke Center had one black man. Well, no, there was another family by the name of Katie, but they weren't black like this one. He was a very elderly man, and uh-huh. oh, he was black.
Uh-huh.
But I don't remember that they ever did anything to him. Mm-hmm. And then the Katies were well accepted. In fact, Helen Katie was my older sister, and she was one of our best friends. We mm-hmm. loved Helen. Mm-hmm. But, the Ku Klux Klan, like you say, uh-huh. were very active in the 20s. Uh-huh. Yeah, because I was married, we were married in 29, mm-hmm. and that was before I had ever known Jim.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
then that died out. I can't yes. remember how many years, but now they're rising again
yes,
in
they
the
are.
South.
Yeah,
I don't like it. I'm very much against it.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
much against mm-hmm. it.
But it was prevalent even down in Pennsylvania then that yes. they were burning yes. crosses in front mm-hmm. of Catholics and stuff. Yeah. Did people know who belonged to the Klan?
Not that I knew of. Mm-hmm. Not that I ever heard. Mm-hmm. I have no idea who the men in the Duke Center, Rixford, Eldred area could have been that were burning
that
those crosses.
They were doing it. Uh-huh.
If my mother and dad ever knew or ever heard, they never mentioned it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it was kept pretty
secret. I don't remember
secret.
That we were scared. We didn't like to see it, but mm-hmm. I don't remember that we were scared mm-hmm. because we were out of it, you know, completely. It had no... Mm-hmm. bearing on our lives.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think there was ever any, or there is any, religious tension in this community, particularly, or in Wellsville?
That would be hard for me to say, Jackie, because, you know, like I say, I just don't go any place yeah. to know whether.
Mm-hmm.
I know at the time of the Susquecentennial for the village,
mm-hmm.
people were down on us because we wouldn't join in. But mm-hmm. pastor, the board and the pastor decided, and then they brought it to the church, wrote them a very nice, nothing mean or nasty about it, you know, about our not joining into the Susquecentennial. So I do know, and then at Bosie's one day, now Bev Bliffen was brought up in our church down here. Her
right.
folks
oh,
were
right.
Baptists.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she was talking with the... she teaches in the nursing down here at Bosie's. She's a member of your church, and they were...
Rita Tompkins?
Yes, they were talking about Pastor Dean, and it was right after, it was, you know, for the Susquecentennial,
mm-hmm.
about the letter that the church had sent to the, whoever the committee was, or the board.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying some rather derogatory things, I felt, about our church down here. Mm-hmm. And Bev should have known better, because she was brought up in the church.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, like I say, I don't go anyplace. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know different people make the remark that do know a lot of people in town that they think we're very narrow.
Mm-hmm.
We don't join in with this, and we don't join in with that, and we don't join in with the other churches.
Mm-hmm.
And but outside of that, I really don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about Wellsville either.
Yeah. I know, I don't remember when you started your school down there. It hasn't been too long.
5 years.
5 years,
it's been
right.
in session 5
right.
years.
And I
suppose there was an awful lot of talk then, but I didn't hear it.
Oh, that's what I was just going to ask you, because I know that, mm-hmm. you know, when that school was built and it's been very successful and you
yes,
have a lot of students
successful.
And mm-hmm. and everything, and as more and more students get pulled out of the Belmont School and get sent to Wellsville mm-hmm. or whatever, you know, and I just
yes.
wondered if you had heard any feedback, how people reacted to that.
I don't. Of course, mm-hmm. we have one or two families right in our church that have never sent their children there. Now, two or three families just don't have the money.
Right.
You know, it
right,
costs
sure.
just like
yeah.
these kids go to Wellsville Catholic School.
That's
it
right.
costs
they
those families
tuitions.
Money.
Sure.
And several of our families would send their children, but they just haven't had the money.
Yeah.
And then there's one or two families that haven't even been in favor of it.
Oh.
Although they want their boys to go on to a Christian college, a
uh-huh.
Baptist college, when
uh-huh.
they leave high school on South Street.
I see.
So I've never really been able to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I don't think we get too much feedback, and then especially now since, what was the man's name that, Belmont School Board had come, was his name McDonald? To,
I don't know.
Well, it was in the papers. Well, to see that our school is qualified is mm-hmm. what I'm trying to, mm-hmm. There's a name for it. And he was there, he came different times, and Bill Patterson, of course, is our principal.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pastor is really the overseer of the school.
Mm-hmm.
And, days at a time, he was there at the school and,
mm-hmm.
you know, talking and viewing the classes and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there was problems there. The school board was kind of going to try to keep our high school kids off the buses, you know, the regular school buses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that didn't work out, so they had to back down.
Mm-hmm.
And now with this, I think the man's name is McDonald, and he'll come next year, too, because next year we'll have 12th graders.
I see.
Our granddaughter, Becky Brown, will be a 12th grader, and I don't know how many other mm-hmm. kids, quite a number of them mm-hmm. will be 12th graders. So he has to grade the school again
right.
another
right.
year.
Mm-hmm.
And then from then on, now you see, we don't take any state aid.
Oh.
We're completely free of the state. Absolutely
uh-huh.
not one book, not a notebook or a pencil
uh-huh.
or anything comes in from the state.
So you're privately funded.
So we are privately funded.
Mm-hmm.
And so that way is why they've had any problems at all with the school board, and then to be sure that the kids are getting mm-hmm. the education that they really need.
Mm-hmm. Does the school run like kindergarten through 12th grade
yes.
now?
Mm-hmm. Well, no 12th graders yet this year yet. But
next year you'll have 12th
year.
Graders.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We have juniors this year, several
mm-hmm.
juniors.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, what did somebody say? I think there's no 6th grade this year.
Oh.
But there mm-hmm. will be because there's 5th graders
next
going
year,
into
right.
6th.
I see, okay.
But uh-huh. I don't know why there's no 6th graders this year. I'm not that involved
mm-hmm.
in the school.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they do have kindergarten, and right through we'll have 12th grade next year.
Do you know what the enrollment is currently?
I think around 42 right now. And mm-hmm. then Pastor was saying from the pulpit last Wednesday night at prayer meeting that a number of families have inquired again
mm-hmm.
into getting their children in this mm-hmm. fall. See, we have kids from Belfast and Angelica,
right,
too.
I knew that the kids
and
were coming.
We have
the
had
towns.
Kids from Wellsville, but then the parents have taken them out from lack of money.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So
it's been a very successful venture,
very,
though.
Very,
yeah.
successful. In fact, mm-hmm. I'm just amazed because Satan is so against children being taught Bible.
Mm-hmm.
That's the trouble, you know, or the problem with public schools now,
right.
the you know, how they're going back and forth, prayer in school
yeah,
and
yeah.
so forth. Well, our schools were founded on the Bible back
mm-hmm.
in the beginning, and whatever year the first school was ever founded,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. But they started, I suppose, in New England because of the people landing there.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
the Bible was the main book of study.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
now, of course, the world is so against God's Word.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. so that is one reason that this school was established. Because we feel it's very important that the kids be taught not only on Sunday,
right,
but every, you know,
every day,
in the week, 6 days a week, our kids should have God's Word.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it really is very successful.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been amazed and praising the Lord for the way it has succeeded.
Yeah.
So as the school grows, of course, they've got to do something about a building, and then of course they have to keep adding teachers. And
right. Yeah.
You know, to keep up to state standards, they have
yeah,
to.
Yeah. That's good. I'm glad it's going well.
Well, yeah. I am too. I'm very thankful.
Yeah. It's good to see something like that succeed.
Yes,
know.
Because I believe that we as Baptists, as well as you as Catholics, have a perfect right to have your own schools.
Sure.
You know.
Sure.
And Catholics have had private schools.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, my two nieces, Erin and Olean, never went to anything, only St. Mary's school on the corner of North Union and Gardner, I guess
oh,
it
right,
is.
Right, yes, yeah. Uh-huh.
Teresa and Paula.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Teresa is a registered practical nurse, but then 5 or 6 years ago, she'd always wanted to be a teacher, but then she went into practical nursing.
Mm-hmm.
And she moved to Geneva from the Olean General Hospital. She moved to Geneva and from her mother's and dad's home.
Uh-huh.
And then she graduated from, in Geneva. Jeff Willits graduated
yes.
from there last year.
darn, what's the name of the school there?
I can't say it. Well, anyway, she graduated from there, uh-huh. worked her full 8 hours at the hospital. You were talking about chore of carrying a job, mm-hmm. And then she earned in two different years of evening classes, she's earned her master's at Bonnie's.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
So she's teaching in Ellicottville.
Oh, that's wonderful.
She had a part-time job last year, and this year she has a full-time.
Uh-huh.
So.
Oh, that's great.
It's, you know, something that anyone, and Teresa is 34 years old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're not that old yet.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, are you
old?
Oh,
yes, I'm older than that.
Oh, now Teresa will be 35 this summer, though, and mm-hmm. Paula will be 34. Mm-hmm. They're 34 and 35 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, the years of... Well, it's been, you see, 15 years since I worked for your mother.
Oh, at least.
So,
sure.
Yes, 15, 16 years.
Yeah.
So the years really do fly.
Oh, they fly by. Yes, ma'am. I'll tell you, I'll be